Going down to middle school, I am Gunnar Vanchwick.
And I am Logan Mueller.
And these are today's announcements.
Today's date is Monday, March 31st, 2025.
There are no birthdays today at NMS.
Lunch tomorrow is burrito bowl, cheeseburger, Italian chef salad, and pepperoni pizza.
The first track meet of the season will take place on Wednesday when we host Paris Crestwood, Lawrenceville, and New Hebron. The meet will begin at 4 p.m.
If you need earbuds for your laptop, you can purchase a pair from Ms. Hemridge for only $2. Go see her in the media if you are interested.
It is now time for Mrs. Stark's Good Vibe of the Week.
Lynn Story, a 64-year-old retiree from Fort Worth, Texas, uses her free time to help people in need. Story met April Goodwin, a 46-year-old who had been diagnosed with uterine cancer, on the Next Door app. Goodwin needed someone to drive her to her treatments, and Story volunteered. Not only would she regularly drive Goodwin, but she started giving rides to Kevin Horrigan, another local resident who is legally blind, who also reached out on the app.
After David Begnon shared her story last April, a Philadelphia car dealer wanted to honor her selfless act of kindness and surprised her with a new car. This gives me a good vibe out there because we all know someone who is struggling. This story shows us that a little bit of kindness can really change someone's day, so please be kind to people.
Today is National Crayon Day.
Did you know that crayons were invented in 1903?
Crayola is the most popular brand of crayon. They once had a color called flesh. It was changed to peach.
And the smell of crayons is one of the 20 most recognizable smells.
Why do nurses carry on red crayons? In case they have to drop blood. Have a great Monday.